Richmond, diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and unique takes like only Frank and Hobbo can. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, West Broad Hyundai, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Now Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC fans. This is Frank with Hobbo, and we've even got Chris Sill in the house.
What's going on, guys?
Better late than never, Chris.
He's all in the house, but not necessarily close to the microphone.
And so. Not allowed to touch it. Get away from it.
Yeah.
Do not touch that microphone.
It's got bacteria, you know.
Yes. Yuck. All right, so.
But at any rate, well, here we are, Final Four week. Unfortunately, yeah. We're just not part of Final Four week.
Not in the way we'd like to be.
Absolutely.
We are certainly engaged, and we are interested. But I think, like most Wahoos, there's a certain amount of disappointment and bordering on occasional rage. No, I'm just kidding.
Frustration. Disappointment, clearly. a little frustration. This was a year that I think a lot of us certainly had expected to get to the second weekend, if not the third weekend. So
it's a little tough.
It's tough. It's too bad, and it shows you how difficult it is to get to the Final Four, although it doesn't seem to be too difficult for Tom Izzo and Mike Krzyzewski.
Well, you know, we also didn't get the bracket that Mike Krzyzewski got. Give credit to Michigan State. But I think that they picked they wanted to see Kentucky Duke come in, and they gave Duke the easiest path to it. And I just
and you know what? They
it's a joke.
Watching that game this weekend, I believe it was Saturday night, there was a moment in time there where I was like, you know, Kentucky is blowing it. And
well, Notre Dame played well. I mean, you know, the last couple of weeks I don't know when it started. It certainly happened at the ACC tournament where they beat Duke and North Carolina in the semifinals and finals, played well in their games in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, I don't know that you go to the point where you say Notre Dame should have won the basketball game, but they clearly could have won, which would have been the monumental upset of the 2015 tournament.
Well, I felt all along in the NCAAs that at some point – somebody was going to get a chance. I'm not sure that I necessarily thought that Notre Dame would be the team, but when I was watching the game, I was like, you know, this is the one. If Kentucky dodges this one, maybe they'll just waltz all the way through.
Well, I don't think they're going to waltz, certainly not against Wisconsin. I mean, Kentucky's vulnerable to teams that can shoot perimeter shots. Notre Dame clearly is that kind of team. But so is Wisconsin. You know, Wisconsin's got a bunch of guys who can step out and knock down the three. They have size. They have experience. So I think the second
they
game.
They got Decker.
Well, Sam Decker had a heck of a regional.
Boy, the game he had against Carolina.
Yeah,
how many layups can one guy generate by himself?
Well, they're, you know, Wisconsin, just an extremely well-coached team. They got players, as I say, they got experience. They have skill. So Kentucky-Wisconsin should be a heck of a matchup, but Duke-Michigan State. So it should be a great. You know, I always go back to Dick Enberg, the longtime sportscaster. He used to say that was his favorite day of the sports calendar, the national semifinal Saturday at the NCAA tournament, because you got the four teams there that have made it to that point, and you got the fans representing the various schools. You got, in this case, probably 60, 70,000 people sitting there to watch a basketball game. Of at least 20,000 actually can see the game. The other 50 are just
glad to be in the room.
Just there for the party or whatever. But at any rate, it should be a great Saturday night, starting at 6:09 with the Duke-Michigan State game.
Let's take a moment here and let our listeners know that tonight we are delighted to have former UVA baseball star Phil Gosselin will be joining us. Phil was a terrific infielder for the Wahoos, and I believe his last year was 2009. And
it was 2010.
Excuse me, 2010.
And he played some outfield, too.
Well, yeah, but he best known as an infielder, and he was drafted by your Atlanta Braves, and he is now getting a little bit of respect these days in publications like Sports Illustrated, where he is listed in the preview edition of SI that just came out featuring the picture of Bryce Harper and Max. I have a lot of money, Scherzer, lots of money, Scherzer. And my Nationals are favored this year to go a long way. We will see. But I did like the fact that there was a write-up about a number of Wahoos in this Sports Illustrated, and they're making a name for themselves. Jared Parker being one, Ryan Zimmerman moving over from third base to first base for the Nationals, and we go on and on. But tonight we will have Phil Gosselin and hopefully David Coleman, although we haven't gotten confirmation on that. All right, we're still waiting on David. David has been on the show previously, and I know he's got a busy business schedule, but let's do a little bit of promotion here. First off, the UVA baseball team, currently ranked between 9th and 12th, depending upon one of the 18 polls that college baseball has. Your coach, Brian O'Connor, and the baseball team will be at the Diamond Tuesday night, March 31st, 7 o'clock game against the VCU Rams. This game has set statewide attendance records previously by drawing anywhere between 6,000 and 7,000 fans.
And it may actually be a little closer to baseball weather. The baseball team has been playing in Green Bay Packer football weather here for much of the season. So.
Yeah, you can hear that in NFL music. So anyway, very excited that the Wahoos will be playing the Rams, and always good games. The games the last couple of years have been pretty well played, although they have played in some nasty conditions. I think tomorrow's the weather is supposed to be pretty decent. So
yeah, I think it's supposed to at least be in the 60s tomorrow.
Yeah, get out to the Diamond and cheer on some college baseball players. It's a great game. College baseball moves. The umpire keeps them moving. The batters stay in the batter's box. The pitchers are throwing pitches, and the game moves right along. It's a lot of fun. All right. Secondly, we want to give a plug for our good friend Jill Cavanaugh and regular contributor Jimmy Miller, former UVA basketball player, for the Virginia Legends baseball camp.
Basketball.
I'm sorry, basketball camp. Got baseball, basketball, well, it's all ball.
It's a baseball night tonight, so right. you gotta pivot.
All right. Ages 8 to 14 years old at the basketball camp up at Grays Mountain Lodge. You can go on. Chris, you read this for me. That's your handwriting.
If you want to go on Facebook, just search Virginia Legends Basketball Camp, and you want to make sure to contact Jill Cavanaugh. Number is 434-960-7988, or email is valegendsbballcamp@gmail.com. And again, contact is Jill Cavanaugh for the Virginia Legends Basketball Camp.
Yeah, you probably should contact Jill and tell her to have Hobbo make a special appearance, and that'll sell the camp out pretty quick.
Particularly if you want to teach those young people the set shot. You know,
How to shoot, which is a lost art sometimes.
Yeah, the underhand free throws. Hobbo is great at those underhand free throws.
Rick Barry and I, we were very good at that,
And listen, those high socks. I thought you looked great in those long tube socks that went all the way up to the kneecap.
We didn't wear those. I wore those in high school, but not in college. No.
Did you do free throws like granny style?
No.
Hobbo had a great shot. I kid Hobbo all the time, but I will tell you several of my favorite memories in my younger day was watching Barry Parkhill and Hobbo fired up from all over the court, and they made most of them. So
I'll bring a picture, and you could run a clinic. Off the form, I'm telling you.
Well, let's not go that far.
But, arm position, follow through, elevation off the floor, shoulder squared to the target, ball rotation. I mean, it's just
maybe
it's almost too much.
Maybe you should get up there and help Tony Bennett show Malcolm Brogdon how to get his hips and feet squared to the freaking basket.
Well, we need to figure out the way to make some threes. That's one of the objectives of next year.
Yeah, Evan Nolte, buddy. I'm going to send him an email every day. All right. UVA football, just a quick update here. Spring football is going pretty well. A lot of write-up recently about Jay Whitmire overcoming back injuries. And number 77 looks to be back, and he is not been cleared yet for summer camp, but he said, "Oh, yeah, I'll be there," his exact quote. And let me tell you, that's a big deal because that young man can play football.
And remind the fans, when is the spring game? Saturday?
Spring game is Saturday, April 18th.
All right.
Scott Stadium at 6 p.m. So you can play golf or do your gardening or go jogging or biking or running or whatever you do. and then go up to Charlottesville and see some good old-fashioned football.
And we don't have, again, no confirmation, but we'll probably reach out to Coach London this week to see if he can join us for a couple of minutes on next Monday night's show.
Yeah, next Monday.
Get an update on how spring practice is going from the perspective of the head coach.
And we'll probably bring in Chris Horn to do a little football recruiting news. Virginia has at least five commitments for 2016. And let me tell you something. Most excited about Landon Word, W-O-R-D, as in Barry Word's son.
A little legacy there?
Let me tell you something. This kid can play. 6'3", 225 linebacker. And you know what this football team needs? They need linebackers that size. Because that's the type of guy that runs them down and breaks them into pieces. My kind of player.
And he is from where?
He's playing up there in Northern Virginia, D.C.
Okay,
I can't remember the school right now.
He's a Virginian. Good.
Well, Barry Word is excited.
Saves on scholarship costs. You know, I'm always thinking about the business angle of things.
Hey, engineer's telling us we have 3 minutes till break.
How about your tennis team?
Hey!
Victories 130 and 131 in a row over ACC competition. Not too shabby, as
Brian
they say.
Brian Boland said, who cares about Baylor and Oklahoma and these people? Virginia took Duke and Carolina to the woodshed this weekend in Charlottesville.
And the matches weren't close.
Oh, my goodness. They poleaxed them, using an old-timey word there.
Well, you know, and as Virginia people, if we beat Duke and North Carolina at tiddlywinks, it's a big deal. You know,
daggone right.
Because you always want to take down the Dukies and the Tar Heels. Isn't that right, Mr. Sill?
Yes, sir.
Well, right. We need to find some more country club sports so we can keep whipping them. All right. We got 2 minutes here. Let's talk about the Final Four. Habbo, real quickly, how do you see Kentucky, Wisconsin?
I just think it's going to be a heck of a basketball game. And Wisconsin, I mean, you have to give a slight edge to Kentucky just based on the undefeated nature. But I still think one of these days, Kentucky, you know, you take them down to the last couple of minutes and, you know, the pressure of staying undefeated and winning the national title might eventually get to them. But so far, they have risen to the occasion every time. But, you know, Wisconsin, it's a rematch of the semifinal from last year. Got to think that Bo Ryan and the Badgers have a little bit of a bad taste in their mouth, so I think it's a game that'll come down to the last possession or two.
You know what? I'm not going to argue that. I see. You know, the thing is, Frank the Tank Kaminsky is so awkward. I'm not sure our teams know how to play him. Secondly, Sam Decker's playing basketball. I don't care what anybody says. That guy,
he made some hellacious shots the other day.
Oh, he is out of control.
You know, deep threes that were well guarded, and he's still hitting nothing but the bottom.
Cold-blooded, man. Brett Favre.
Aaron Rodgers
was seated right behind the Wisconsin bench.
Apparently with Olivia Mum.
Oh, he's doing all right.
Yeah, Aaron, it helps to be a quarterback, apparently.
Hey,
you know.
Apparently an NFL quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. But what I like is he was seated right behind the Wisconsin Badger bench, and he tweeted apparently right after the game something to the effect that Sam Decker was cold-blooded. He just...
The other guy behind the Wisconsin bench is two-time Open champion Andy North. Andy North, the professional golfer from back in the day, is a big Badger fan. I guess he must be from Wisconsin.
Really?
So
anyway.
So the Badgers have a loyal following.
All right, second game, Spartans versus the Dukies. You know, Duke played probably their best big minutes in this last game. I see them being tough to beat. Although the Spartans have the one thing the Dukies don't have, and that is tough, physical, hard-nosed dudes in the lane. And Okafor, if he thought the last game was rough on him with his 9 points, you wait till he sees Dawson and Valentine and these guys.
Costello, yeah. Costello. They got several big guys that are going to bang on Okafor all day long.
We're going to see some elbow drops. We're going to see some leg kicks.
As Virginia can tell you, you better –
strap it on.
Strap on the chin strap a little extra tight when you play Michigan State. Plus, you know, between Trice and Forbes, they got guys that can shoot from the perimeter. So Michigan State has a nice club.
All right, quickly.
That, too, should be a great game.
Quickly, let's remind listeners, we've got former UVA infielder star Philip Gosselin joining us in a few minutes. He's now with the Atlanta Braves and doing quite well. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.